WNRN. Hey, we are live backstage at the Charlottesville Pavilion with Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. Hi, Dan.
How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm a little out of it, just slightly.
Well, it's been a long tour. Of course, you've been doing a lot of shows with Black Keys, but a headlining show tonight with the Wigs. And this is your first time on the Pavilion stage, isn't it?
Yeah, this is our first time here.
Excellent. We're very excited to have you. I wanted to ask you first off, and I'm sure it's a question you get a lot, but how old were you when you first started singing?
Probably about 15 or 16.
The reason I ask, and that's a pretty young age for anyone to start putting themselves on stage, is that you have this really bluesy kind of raw style of a singer, whale voice that, you know, with a lot of rock singers just comes off really phony. However, your vocal prowess is just wildly animalistic, and it's with this anger to this downright tenderness when you want to sing softly. I was wondering, like, you know, in your teens, who taught you to sing with such honesty?
Well, that was my my family, my mom's family. They played bluegrass music, and you know, you can't fake bluegrass music when you sing. You have to sing with an honest voice, and that was my inspiration when I was just starting to sing along with playing guitar.
And here, you know, we're an area that's just saturated by bluegrass, and everything with bluegrass music is just completely correct. Everything has to be right on all the time, or else it sounds really bad. Your guitar playing is also that way, where, you know, your style is just powerful and very fluid at the same time on guitar. Who are the guitarists besides just bluegrass stuff that you were listening to when you were growing up?
Well, I guess when I first really started to take notice of guitar, I was listening to this guy named Junior Kimbrough, and he played electric guitar, and it was sort of like based in blues, but it was really kind of weird out there. A lot of the songs were just one chord. The kind of drony. He played with his fingers. He didn't use a pick. So that, like, helped to define his style and help give him his own sound.
He went on to actually produce a Rubber Factory, didn't he?
No.
Oh, okay. No. Sorry. The rawness of the Black Keys is its power. And when you and Patrick first got together a very long time ago, Ed, did you decide that, you know, you were just going to be a straight-up blues-based act that performs to perfection without any real gimmicks like you are?
Well, I mean, we never really thought about what we were doing. We just sort of did it, you know? I think that's the best thing about Pat and I is sort of, I guess what you see is what you get, you know, and what you hear is just two friends playing music together. And this is sort of what we sounded like ever since we started. There wasn't a lot of thought put into it. There was no plan. It's just this, really this kind of sound of Pat and I, and it's what we've always done without even any practice. Mm-hmm. When we started, it was just, you know, I played music with some other people, and we would get together, and it was sort of like, well, this is not really working, let's try something else, or let's try this, let's try that. But when Pat and I started playing together, it was immediate. It was just like, wow, that sounded like a song. Let's record another one. And, you know, by the time we were done playing our first week, we had like 4-track cassette tapes filled up with songs.
For people that aren't musicians, they might not understand what goes through a person, a performer's body. Because, you know, right now you're understandably very tired. And yet in a couple hours, you're going to take the stage. And having seen the Black Keys live several times, there is an energy that you two put off that is almost unmeasurable. And where does that come from? Because obviously, you know, I know that you're going to bring it in a couple hours. Mm-hmm. And something is just going to turn on inside Dan Auerbach and Patrick Carney. Then all of a sudden, boom, it's game time. What happens to you that you just feel like, okay, it's time?
Well, we shoot up steroids about 20 minutes before we go on stage. So our whole set is pretty much just one long roid rage.
Well, you know, but seriously, like, you know, what is the feeling that you get? You know, like, you know that, you know, the guitar gets plugged into the amp. And whether it's on stage in front of thousands like tonight or in the studio and it's time to record, you know, when you sit down for your business, for you to create, I know that, like, when I performed, it's like a wave comes over me. That, you know, I just feel that crash, like, okay, it's time. How does it feel to you?
Well, you know, we're fortunate. We get to do what we love for a living. You know what I mean? So we love playing music, and it's a real blessing. So I guess when we get on stage and play, that's sort of like, that's the payoff for all the hard work that we do. You know, it's playing music is the easy part. Everything else is difficult. You know, all the travel and not getting any sleep and being away from family and friends and stuff, that's difficult. But and that's sort of what we see as the work. Playing music is like the thing that is like the joy out of the day.
That's cool. One of our listeners emailed in. They wanted to know one question. I don't think they were trying to play off your solo album title by anything by asking this question, but they wanted to know, how many times has your heart actually been broken? Because it just sounds like you're getting ripped in two on everything you do.
Apparently enough. It's been broken enough.
Well, Black Keys catalog has been used so frequently in films, and the way Black Snake Moan started off with When the Lights Go Down was just epic. How do you feel as an artist when a filmmaker takes your art and uses it into their artwork?
Oh, it can be really, really cool, honestly. Yeah, we love it. Especially stuff like that, when like with Black Snake Moan, that was really cool to be in the theater and to see the film start off with the song, and it's a thrill for sure.
To me, when that happened, it really showcased, you know, how the Black Keys are different than so many contemporary bands, because your band could fit well in any decade in rock and roll, whereas most rock acts, they're here and gone for a minute, and there's a reason why, because it's just fly-by-night music. But the Black Keys is something timeless. For you, is that because the blues nature of the group, or because you know that, well, I know that your lyrics are that good, but do you see that there's something that just touches people, you know, as the artist?
I think that when we make music, we are really leery of, like, using trendy sounds, mm-hmm. You know? I think anybody that uses sounds that are kind of, like, popular at the moment run the risk of sounding really dated and sort of phony in a couple of years. So I think that Pat and I have made a bunch of records and different production values, you know, across the board for all the records, but we've always kind of stuck with sort of classic sounds, you know, kind of simple arrangements, classic sounds, and I think that that helps give the songs sort of a timeless quality and give the music sort of a timeless quality. That's what we hope anyway, I guess, is to not sound forced or dated, you know?
Well, I don't think you will at all, and you're one of the few bands that I can say right now that I'm going to be very fortunate enough to say, yeah, I knew Black Keys when, and here they are getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame today. And that's definitely in your future, because there's no doubt in my mind. Black Keys are, you know, headlining now, and they're going to be headlining from here on out. Dan Auerbach of Black Keys, very, very thankful that you took the time today.
Thank you very much.
It's Tad Abbey on WNRN.